GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Concerns over a widening trade war, sliding stocks, and a looming government shutdown. The deadline midnight when the government runs out of money. The Democratic leader in the Senate now says he will not oppose the House-passed funding bill, saying a shutdown would add to troubles for Americans. Here's ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
We're seeing this bounce because it appears that we are going to avert a government shutdown. But we saw it decline because there was a lot of confusion over these tariffs. A lot of consumers need more stability because if they're concerned about prices going up, if they're concerned about losing their jobs, they're losing that consumer confidence, an 11% decrease in the last month. And it's been down for months and it could get worse.
President Trump making a stop at the Justice Department today. He's expected to address staffers as his administration vows to reshape the agency. Severe storms on the march across much of the nation this weekend, along with extreme fire danger in parts of the South. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Improvement and Service Committee is recommending the city take on four infrastructure projects totaling over $1 million. The projects include repairs to the Pine Street parking ramp, the Main Street parking ramp, repairs to the 7th Street Bridge over the Beaver Dam Creek, and installation of water and sewer mains at Finger Road to advance Drop Forge's plan to build a $20 million plant in the area. The Green Bay Council will vote on the recommendations on Tuesday, March 18th. At a candidates' forum for races in Oshkosh, the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County announced its stance against a constitutional amendment referendum. Margie Davey, president of the LWV of Winnebago County.
Like the referendum questions presented last year, this again seeks to disenfranchise voters by placing voting limits into the state constitution instead of allowing bipartisan discussions to pass policies, although Wisconsin's photo ID law is among the most restrictive in the nation already. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin urges voters to vote no to this question.
The constitutional referendum is on the April 1st ballot. Early voting begins Tuesday, March 18th. The Wisconsin Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee, or GOAT Committee, held its first public meeting Tuesday. The state-level replication of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency used the hearing to question government leaders over telework policies, use of workspace, and cybersecurity. A number of state officials speaking during the hearing praised the availability of remote work, saying the flexibility has helped agencies attract competitive applicants. Critics questioned the productivity of remote workers. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.FM.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James, but Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20, 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come from behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs flirting with 70. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albar.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast. Glad to have you along on this TGIF Friday, March 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is gorgeous outside. Sunshine, 70 degrees. Get out and enjoy it today. As Brittany Merlot said, from much of Wisconsin, particularly, and I'm using southwest corner, maybe I should say southwest third or something, very broadly. Think basically from the La Crosse area-ish over to, let's say, Wisconsin Dells, and then kind of arc down and towards Waukesha.
The palm of the hand.
That's a great way to put it, Somers. The palm of the hand. Yes, absolutely. If you look at that as Wisconsin. That whole area is susceptible to heavy weather tonight after sundown, starting in the west, probably after 8 o'clock, the western part of the state. Some of those storms could contain high gusty winds and hail, damaging winds, and there's a chance for tornadoes as well. Not sure if you knew this or not, but 70 degrees on the 14th of March, not particularly normal. We love it, but it's not particularly normal. So that's going to clash with the cold air, and that's going to cause storms. It's going to move quickly, so we don't expect this to be a huge rain event, although we could use the moisture, less than an inch or less of rain possible, probably out of the system. But it could be very dangerous for some folks. La Crosse, Richland Center, Platteville, Madison, Beloit, Janesville, maybe the Dells, over to Watertown, Lake Mills area. And other places in Wisconsin make it severe thunderstorms. But the worst of it is in that area that I mentioned. So keep an eye on the sky after sundown and here at the Civic Media Radio Network as well. We will keep you informed. It's also Pi Day, P-I, 3.14 mathematically. We're asking you what your favorite P-I-E pie is as well. One of our listeners, Tom, down in Florida, saying pie in the sky is his favorite kind of pie. That's so dumb. Pie in the sky, but I love it. Absolutely. Big hour. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do a little what's worse for you in just a moment. Also, Zommers has a board game of the week, and Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be in after the bottom of the hour with a week in review, a humorous look at the past week. Don't forget, if you're looking for the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team, they won yesterday afternoon in the Big Ten tournament over Northwestern 70-63, as our great sports reporter Mike Clemens reported, and they are getting set to face UCLA in Indianapolis at around 1:30. You can find that game on our stations in Amory, Richland Center, and Wisconsin Rapids. You can listen to it for free on the Civic Media app or stick around with us and have some fun. Maybe watch it on the Big Ten Network and stick around with us on the app. I can tell you in the first game this afternoon, it's looking like if Wisconsin can knock off UCLA, it would be a rematch against conference champions Tom Izzo and Michigan State University. Michigan State leading Oregon right now by a score of 73-64 with 30 seconds left in the game. So Izzo is going to advance. Badgers would be matched up against Michigan State in the semifinal tomorrow if they could pull out the win today. Mentioned this early in the broadcast. Lots of talk about Doge, Doggy, Elon Musk's made-up agency. All the cuts, where we're going to save our money. Well, few people are asking or answering the question, where does our money actually go? Where does each $100 that we pay in federal taxes actually go? Here now, consider these numbers. From the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, which show exactly where each of our $100 that we pay in federal taxes actually goes. This is great. The majority, $24 of each $100 we send to the federal government goes to health insurance programs, things Medicaid and Medicare. $21 of every $100 we send to Washington goes to Social Security. $13 goes to defense. $13 to servicing our debt. $8 to benefits for veterans and federal retirees. $7 for every $100 we send to Washington goes to economic security programs. $5 to education. Just $2 to transportation. An entire dollar of every $100 goes to natural resource and agriculture programs. $1 to science and medical research. $1 to law enforcement. And boy, you wouldn't know it by watching a lot of conservative news and infotainment out there. But of every $100 that we send to Washington, D.C., the entire amount that goes to international programs, think USAID, $1. Since the beginning of Trump's administration, DOGE efforts have focused almost exclusively on areas that add up to roughly $2 and change. And in many cases, they haven't actually addressed perpetual spending, but simply laid off workers. Information from the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities. Think about that. For all the, you know, for all of the brouhaha going on about how much spending how much is being cut by DOGE, they've only cut $2 and change for every $100 that we send them.
And even then, just by firing people, not by actually, you know.
Right, exactly.
It's going to cost us more down the line.
Right.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, consider that. It's always good to deal in facts. Just, and this is the good part about Pi Day, P-I. Numbers don't lie. Well, I guess you could cook the books, as they say. But if you're using honest numbers, and that's why a lot of mathematicians like numbers, because unlike the written word where you could kind of, you know, zhuzh, to use the term these days, zhuzh it up. Hard to zhuzh numbers if you have an honest mathematician or accountant.
Unless you're also using words.
So anyway, I thought that was valuable as we go through the next few days, few months on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Breaking news right now. This is real. Our friend Brady Ewing, who comes on the program every other Friday, this is how dedicated Brady Ewing is. And his brother Brandon. This actually comes from Brandon. The Ewing brothers are absolutely dedicated to the show. Even on their week off, they're still providing us with factual news and sports information. Brandon texted me just now and says, Fran Trump just got fired. I said, what?
Whoa.
And now, according to ESPN.com, University of Iowa is set to dismiss head coach Fran McCaffrey after 15 seasons, according to ESPN today. An official announcement could come as early as this afternoon. He's the school's all-time wins leader with 297. Iowa's season ended on Thursday with a 106-94 loss to Illinois in the second round of the Big Ten tournament, with McCaffrey getting ejected in the second half after being assessed two technical fouls for arguing with officials. Again, multiple sources are reporting at this hour, University of Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey out after 15 seasons. Tom Izzo, who just won and beat Oregon the Big Ten champion or Big Ten tournament game, he was talking, you know, when they played Iowa here a couple weeks ago, look, they should keep this guy. He knows what he's doing. He kind of comes from the Tom Izzo era, by the way.
At the same time, if I acted at work the way that guy does, I would have been canned long ago.
He has some anger issues. So much so that his own son transferred out of the program, allegedly. So, anyway. It is 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's do a quick version here. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that. This
or that. And of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, simply your chance to be heard across Civic Media's normally 11 stations. We're down to, what, 9 right now? No, 8 because of Badger basketball. This is fantastic. It has to do with bodily gases. And I think this is a real question.
It is.
What's worse? And it's timely indeed, because during basketball season, a lot, like I say, the office right now, you could throw a rock and not hit anybody. People are out watching basketball with their paid time off, and that's fantastic. They're enjoying. Luke Mathers is down in Arizona watching the Brewers, but this time of year, lots of sporting events going on, and people like wings, they like pizza, foods that could cause us gas. So today's what's worse? What's worse, hiccups or gas? Hiccups or gas? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, our graphic for today's segment shows a weather forecaster having a bad case of the hiccups at KSLA out in Los Angeles. And then Jim Nantz, speaking of basketball, though he's no longer the play-by-play guy on CBS for March Madness. He's now just doing the NFL, but it shows a picture of Jim Nantz, CBS's legend Jim Nantz. Summers, what's up with that?
He's got a bit of a wince on his face, and that's because Phil Simms just farted on him. Here's the audio from that. It's very funny.
All right.
The fart's hard to hear. It's a deep rumbler, but the reaction's hilarious.
Here we go.
6-yard field goal try.
Yeah, and then got to remember the win. We've talked about that, and I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. Yeah. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
You really have to see the video, because Jim Nantz he looks at him and literally gets out of his stool during a CBS game because Phil Simms is past gas. All right, come on back. What's worse, hiccups or gas? 855-752-4842 is the Tahoe Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And the diverse and resilient Appleton Room to Be Safe is hosting a monthly drop-in night for LGBTQ plus adults, which will have social connection, fun, and resource sharing, and best of all, support. These meetings are available once a month from now through April. They are completely free and unstructured, so you can come when you want and leave when you want. If you're interested, go to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
Hey, Green Bay! Looking for a place to unwind with amazing drinks?
You've got to check out Timekeeper Distillery on Holmgren Way. They craft one-of-a-kind creative cocktails to sip on-site or grab to go.
Oh, and the menu. It has delicious, mouth-watering bites that'll leave you wanting more. Ever tried a deviled egg flight? It's a game-changer.
And hey, if you're a fan, Timekeeper's in the mix with WGBW's Top Draft promo, so you know you're getting the best.
Get yourself to Timekeeper Distillery.
Trust us. Your taste buds will thank you.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, March 14th. Glad to have you along. Peter Rapine after the bottom of the hour with a humorous look at the weekend review. A quick reminder, courtesy of our colleague Jane Matnair, who is doing double duty today as traffic producer, saying that she is traveling north on I-94 past the Highway 20 intersection there. Or off or on ramp, and a big backup. So I-94 headed north around Highway 20. Avoid that area if at all possible. Some traffic incidents around there. Just a bad situation. So be aware of that for all of our listeners on WAUK, especially. Right now we're in the middle of what's worse, hiccups or gas? Hiccups or gas? Which one is worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas? What's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's fantastic.
If you're passer, it could be silent but deadly, and then you have a chance of looking around and pretending it was somebody else.
Right?
Where if it's hiccups, you're loud and proud, and there's nothing you can do about it, and the receiver just has to stand there and take it either way.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. What's worse, hiccups or gas? Megan listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX says, hiccups are way worse. They're so annoying that my husband will leave the room sometimes if I hiccup for too long. Our own Casper here at MDX says, hiccups are worse for the hiccupee. Gas is worse for everyone else. So kind of along with Ollie, whether it's the passer or the receiver. What else we have here? Also, Brian listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Gas is worse. Sometimes it's not gas. I can't read. It's all craps and giggles until the giggles and craps. Obviously, I don't pre-read these folks. Jeff in Madison on WMDX says, I hate having hiccups more than receiving. I hate gas more. All right, very good. Hiccups can be annoying, says Data in La Crosse. well, gas often feels pretty good. While gas often feels pretty good. That's true.
That's a good point.
If you're gassy and you have to pass gas, once you do it, it's like, oh, that's a relief.
Relief from the bloating.
Right, for the bloating. Kurt in Madison on WMDX. Hiccups can be very, very painful. I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I drank some really highly carbonated sparkling water, and I had the hiccups approximately once a minute for 20 days.
Get the hell out of town.
I went to the doctor like multiple times, and then just like, we'll do some blood work to make sure you don't suddenly have cancer or something.
What?
Because apparently
you
that can be a sign of that.
You had hiccups for 20
yeah,
straight
it
days?
It was miserable.
Even
it
at
was
night?
Awful. It did. It took me a long time to fall asleep, and I woke up earlier than I wanted. It was miserable.
Hiccups for 20. Who? I've never heard of that happening.
I hadn't either.
Did somebody just tell somebody, look, follow me around to scare the crap out of me? Well, maybe not that. But
I mean, so for me, hiccups are worse because whenever I get them for more than a couple minutes, I'm like, oh no, not again.
I've never heard of that.
Like I said, I hadn't either, but I swear this happened. And I went to the doctor, and what eventually they had me do, all the tricks that you hear, like drink a bunch of water,
right.
Eat a bunch of sugar, and then drink a bunch of water, or like hold your breath and blow, like hold your nose and blow really hard and whatever. Like that's all the stuff they had me do, and it wasn't working. And then eventually it stopped.
Have you ever thought about, I've been saying this seriously, have you ever thought about donating your body to science before you pass? Because you're a very interesting person.
There's medically. A lot going on, yeah.
There's a lot going on. 20 straight days, Zomers?
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh my gosh. Well, that tops everything I could add. I mean, clearly for you, the hiccups are worse. I agree with most people that said it depends on whether you're the giving or the receiving
yes.
end. I mean, I've known some people, and maybe myself included. I mean, there are people that pass gas, and the paint in the room on the walls peels away. I mean, it's just
oh,
ridiculously
yeah.
bad. For the person, I would not. I don't like hiccups because it just ugh. I don't know why. All right, we got enough time to do a 3-minute version of board game of the week.
Sure, we could do that.
All right, here we go. A speed round board game of the week.
Welcome back for another board game of the week. The first consecutive board game of the week in quite some time.
Oh, yes, yes.
So earlier this week, at a all-staff meeting on Tuesday, Bob Ross became a topic of discussion.
Oh.
The famous painter, very relaxed fellow. You know, anyone can paint and guides people through turning happy mistakes into beautiful art.
Yes.
There's a board game that it reminded me of called Bob Ross, Art of Chill.
This came up in Tuesday's staff meeting?
It did.
I should start going to those. Go ahead.
My youngest sister got that game for Christmas 1 year, and we actually played it quite a bit, and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, Bob Ross, Art of Chill. Basically, you have an easel, and Bob Ross paintings get put up with different features that you're trying to paint. And you're collecting cards with paints, different colors, and different supplies, and trying to paint the features within the amount of turns it takes you to move your little wooden Bob Ross figurine across the painting for him to finish
There's Bob Ross figurines?
Just one little wooden Bob Ross, yeah.
Does it have the big hair?
It does.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And so you're just trying to chill and, you know, paint along with him and see who can paint, you know, the most accurate stuff at the same time as he does. And I will say the scoring mechanism makes the game sometimes end really fast.
Oh, all right.
So I recommend if you do play this game to... like plan on just playing it double. Like it's fun.
It sounds really fun. I really like this one. What's it called?
Bob Ross Art of Chill, and it's $15-$20. It's pretty cheap.
Does it come with gummies?
You have to provide your own.
Okay.
BYOG.
All right, there you go. Board game of the week. That was fantastic. That was one of the better ones you've done. I really like that one.
It's a fun one.
Have you played it?
Yeah, we played it a bunch.
Wow, you should bring it in sometime.
I'll have to see where she has it, if it's at my parents' house or at her apartment.
All right, I love me some Bob Ross. There you are. Where's that little tree live? There lives a little
happy
squirrel.
Happy little trees.
Happy little trees. We're going to come back with the Happy Peter Rapine and the Week in Review from EPOM's World. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Know
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Greater Green Bay Community Foundation awarded over $341,000 in grants to 35 nonprofit organizations during the winter grant cycle this year. The nonprofits that serve Brown, Kewaunee, and Oconto counties will use the grants for everything from job training programs, youth mentoring, feeding those with food insecurity, providing dental care to uninsured children, helping refugees, environmental programs, literacy programs, programs for the homeless, and many other worthy projects. The grants are awarded twice a year, and applications for the next grant cycle open May 1st. Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities passed the State Assembly's Public Safety Committee Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested on felony-level offenses. If they're unable to verify citizenship, they would be legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the Assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. A Wisconsin retailer is not making the same amount of sales. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The cash at Kohl's isn't flowing as fast as it was. Menominee Falls-based Kohl's is reporting a fourth-quarter net sales decline of just over 9%. A new company CEO took over in January with incoming announcements about initiatives aimed at revitalizing the retailer. Kohl's stock fell on the news.
One of the changes new CEO Ashley Buchanan wants to implement is a reduction in the number of brand exclusions and restrictions in the popular Kohl's cash promotions. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs flirting with 70. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Brown County United Way, celebrating 100 years in our community. Learn the history and the future with Robin Davis and Rashad Cobb.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on TGIF, March 14th, Friday, the 2025. Zommer is already starting the segment off here with the right vibe. Welcome, everybody. Town Hall Ball with Aaron Zommer. The board is time once again for our bi-weekly look at the week in review, a wacky look at actual things that actual humans have done. And for that, we bring on the managing editor of ebombsworld.com, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, the Bob Ross of entertainment, Peter Rapine.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm fantastic. Every time you come on, I'm fantastic because you have such a chill vibe to you. You're unflappable.
That's just the nice face I wear for you guys. It's not always really? The case.
Are you just a total like bastard when you're not on the air?
No, I think it's the work I'm in to go through these headlines today. It takes someone with their feet on the ground.
Something like that. You're also drinking hibiscus tea.
I am. Yeah. I'm a tea guy now.
Wow. And you have an inspirational saying on your tea bag?
Yeah, so Yogi Tea, they all give you a little quote. And mine today says, your potential self is infinite.
Oh, your potential self is infinite. That's a headline right there.
You're not for our website.
No, but just as a headline, nonetheless. Yeah. How are you doing, Peter? Is spring sprung out there in Brooklyn, New York?
Fake spring is here. So it was nice for a couple of days, and then now it's kind of cold again. And then maybe in a couple of weeks, the heavy coats will be put away.
Yeah, that's how it goes here, too.
It's like, it'll be like 72 here today, and then 30 by Sunday.
we're going through the same thing. 54 today, and a little colder this
week. It's Mother Nature's menopause. You get hot, and then you get cold. That's the way it goes. All right, Peter. Again, remind people, these are not things you make up. These are not fictional things. You and your staff at ebombsworld.com scour the headlines for wacky human behavior. These are real things by real humans.
Yes. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny.
We're funny, but we're not this funny. I love that. All right, Peter Rapine. As Zommer has alluded to here, a lot of people, you see this, I mean, our office today is virtually deserted. People are out on spring break. People are just, they're ready to go for spring break. First headline, Peter.
First headline reads, spring break just started and hotel guests are already sick of the sex noises.
Spring break just started and hotel guests are already sick of the sex noises.
So basically, if you don't know spring break, every horny and drunk college kid in America flocks down to Miami or Cancun. And so we have a compilation here of a bunch of videos from hotels where, you guessed it, young college kids are boning away their spring break.
But these are not sex videos. These are just the fact that people are in adjoining rooms and they're just minding their own business. And people are, you know, letting nature take the course in the room next door.
Yeah. These are videos from people who are either angry that they're not having sex or angry that they're having to listen to someone else have sex. And probably a little bit of both.
They're laying there. They're just trying to get a good night's sleep. And Chad and Becky down the hall are going at it.
Yeah, they're pretty quiet, which I think authentically conveys the experience of being in the room next door.
So these are not sex videos. This is simply people who are like, I'm recording this because I'm sick of this. So here now, actual recordings of hotel guests tired of their spring break people down the hall or next door.
That one's nice and succinct. That really conveys
that
it.
That really conveys it. All right, next one.
All right.
Just a lot of quiet little screams, and that one was saying, "Oh my God, oh my right, God, yeah, ah,
right, oh my God. All right." And finally, yeah.
That one's pretty hard to hear.
That's pretty hard.
That's a lot more like bed noise.
Yeah, bed noises. Have you now, Peter? Have you ever been in a hotel where you've had to witness, but you know, well, you're just minding your own business and people are boning next door?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because just this week, you guys know I moved into a new place recently.
Yes.
And I heard my neighbor for the first time at 1:30 in the morning the other night. Yeah. So.
Thin walls for the new place.
Thin walls. Yeah. It's New York, man. But I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I think the audio from that second video, I think she might be faking it a little bit.
It seems quite exaggerated.
It's a little exaggerated.
She's trying to make the dude she's hooking up with feel good about himself, and she's going over the top.
And he probably feels great.
Yeah. He probably feels very good about himself. Well, yeah, it's I've witnessed it, or I've been in a hotel situation where that's going on next door. But yes, I've also had apartments where, you know, you hear way too much about the person next to you or whatever.
There's a saying in New York, you either have a naked window neighbor or you are the naked window neighbor.
I have a long story I won't go into, but I had my sister that was staying with me one time in an apartment I was at. She was visiting, and she woke up the next morning, and she said, I couldn't sleep. Did you hear that dog yapping last night? I'm like, it wasn't a dog. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline. Here we go.
Okay, next headline. Weatherman reporting on storm gets hit by flying fish.
Weatherman reporting on a storm gets hit by flying fish. Do explain.
And this video comes to us from Norway, where they had one of their worst storms in the last 30 years. Mm. And the weatherman reporting is standing a bit too close to the ocean. And I believe we have some really great audio for this one as well.
Here's actual audio from an actual weatherman out in the elements.
Da står jeg langs den norske kysten, hvor det uværet insisterer på å være i hovedattraksjon. Det bare å holde seg fast. Det flyr tak, husvegger, bare...
This poor man! He's just standing there doing this report, and all of a sudden the fish just bonks him.
Yeah. First he gets hit by a fish, kind of throws him off balance, and then he kind of gets taken out by a wave, which is what the scream is.
And then after that, he's laughing.
Right.
Yes, and then he's laughing because hilarious, obviously.
Now, these are the things that they don't teach you at broadcast school or meteorology school. When you're out there in the elements, I mean, you've seen like Anderson Cooper or Jim Cantore, they get hit by a piece of cardboard or wood or something in a tornado. Nobody talks about the poor people getting hit in the head by flying fish.
No, it's not as common. Yeah.
It turns out.
No, they don't. Anderson Cooper gets a lot of love for all of his like crazy reporting that he does out in the elements. And I hope this guy, you know, gets the respect he deserves.
I hope so as well. We're talking to Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, as we do every other week, with wacky headlines of actual, real, wacky human behavior. You can find all of this at epomsworld.com. Peter Rapine, next headline.
So this one is going to, I'm going to need to give you a little context before. So the term goon or gooning is an internet term where, and I'll try to edit my words.
Yes, be careful. Yes.
It's a term where people pleasure themselves for an extended period of time.
Right.
And the goal is not to finish, but just to
extend.
Get yourself in a euphoric state. Mm-hmm. And it's called gooning. I just need to get that context.
They touched on this on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and our friend Dr. Lyerly, who is a OBGYN. Who touched lightly on this, but now let's continue.
So TCL UK just released an ad encouraging TV owners to goon with grandma.
TCL just released an ad encouraging TV owners to, quote, goon with grandma. Good Lord, what's this about?
And we have the audio.
Here we go. Hey!
If you own a TCL, it's gone, gone, gone. Gone on me and gone on you. Let's go with my grandma. We got our pharmacy, my pharmacy, baby, I'm the king. Big 98 inches, while some BBC. TCL is the goon king, and you're on my Guna Empire.
Now you would have to know. It's a good thing you set it up, because if you just hear the song, a lot of people aren't gonna, you know, catch that.
And clearly TCL is trying to, you know, cram as many like Gen Z buzzwords in here as possible.
Right.
Right. They said skibbity, they said alpha, I don't know. They said what's a bunch skibbity? Of crap.
I don't know. I'm not familiar. What
is so it's skibbity? It's from a YouTube series called Skibbity Toilet, where like this heroin looking guy's head pops out of a toilet. And he just yells, skibbity, 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 skibbity. And I think there's like some.
I can't believe Zomers had that ready to go.
No, I'll show you the video later, but that's skibbity.
But skibbity is like a 70-part YouTube season series. And it might be one of the most watched medias ever in the history of the world.
Get
like
out.
The videos all have like 50, 60 million views, and collectively I think it has amassed one of the largest audiences ever. The kids love it.
Why is the world the way it is today? Because people are watching skibbity videos.
Yes, but back to TCL. All right, they clearly just hammed in as many little buzzwords as they could. And I'm honestly surprised they got this one over the line and approved, because, I mean, Gooning with Grandma, it's probably not something you want to tell your audience to do.
And it's on Amazon, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So, but I think the point of it is here, they wanted people like us to talk about it, to give TCL some press, and it turns out it was successful.
And they got me.
All right, next headline, E-Bombs World.
Our next one is another weather story. Tornado hits news station as they're reporting on it.
Lots of weather today. So a tornado hits a news station as they're reporting on it. Good Lord.
So this is a Fox 35 station in Florida, and you can hear the anchor, you know, talking about the tornado as it's coming. They like switch out to an audio or a video cam from their headquarters. And in like 10 seconds, it just like comes right to them. And
good gosh. Are we going to listen to this, Zomers? All right. So Zomers has it queued up about where this happened. So this is not so funny, but it is a real story here. So here's a tornado actually hitting a news station during the broadcast.
Okay. Bring the camera up, guys, if you can. Zoom out. Can you zoom out? This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Okay, there's debris. We've got debris on. Okay, take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Everybody get on the desks. Okay, that was it.
Wow.
We're still in debris zone.
So now apparently the station must have been fortified because they didn't go off the air, which is incredible. And for that guy to keep it together while they were literally getting hit by a tornado.
Yeah, no, he sounds really calm.
Yeah.
And I think it also, you know, gives a new meaning to reporting on the scene. The scene came to them. They didn't have to go anywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I do like to imagine that someone was watching that news report at home, and they jumped under their desk just after hearing him say that. And they're like, oh, crap, like, it's here, it's right here. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not where they are.
No, I won't go into the details, but early the first year of my broadcasting career, back in 1987, a tornado hit, not quite directly hit on our station, but in our town. And that was not pleasant to be on the air. I actually went underneath the broadcast desk while it went through. Scary stuff. But not a great moment in Todd's broadcasting career. But anyway, we kept it on the air. All right, we have to take a little, Peter, we have to do a little break here. We have to do a little business, as we say. And then we'll come on back and more wacky headlines from spring break. Maybe more from Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. It's Zomers, it's Rapine, it's All Ball. It's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Draft Day is on the way, and Stillmake Brewing has crafted Green Bay's original draft beer, a honey malt lager with Wisconsin barley and hops. Perfectly balanced and easy to drink, it is your ideal first round selection. Find Green Bay draft beer at Stillmake Brewing or anywhere great beer is sold. Making a stop at Stillmake's Tap Room, you can also try their other fresh taps, along with Wisco Hard Seltzer, Glass Apple Ciders, and Honeymoon Mead. Celebrate an historic day in Green Bay with Stillmake Brewing's draft beer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, news from ABC or CBS, depending upon which of our great stations you are listening to, a check of weather. Don't forget, particularly for the kind of, as Zomer said, if you look at your hand, your right hand, and that looks like Wisconsin, the Palm area or the southwest corner of the state from La Crosse over to the Dells, then kind of go down towards Waukesha area, that southwest part of the state, under a severe thunderstorm and possible tornado. Severe weather alerts, basically. These 70-degree temperatures are not normal. The front will move through, and storms after dark, so after 8, 9 o'clock happening in the west, and then moving quickly across the rest of the state, there is a possibility for tornadoes. And for heaven's sake, please do not be burning anything outdoors. It is tinder dry today. Give our first responders and our firefighters a break. No burning today in Wisconsin because of the weather. And then Maggie Dawn is in after that. Maggie Dawn show every afternoon from 2 until 4. The Badgers right now playing on select stations across Wisconsin. They lead right now early in the game, 12-8 over UCLA. The winner takes on Michigan State tomorrow afternoon. Right now we have the managing editor, as we do every other Friday here on the Week in Review, with our old friend, ongoing contributor from E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, international friend and man of mystery. I keep saying this. I'm going to make it happen before the snow flies again. I'm coming out to Brooklyn, and we're doing a whole show together out there. How about that?
I'd love it.
All right. Sounds great. All right, Peter, next headline.
Okay. This Philly man wants you to come kick his ass.
Right. let me find this one here. Where is it again? What kind of man? Oh, this Philly. Philly is in Philadelphia. Quote, this is a headline. This Philly man wants you to come kick his ass. All right, here we go. What is it?
So someone posted on the r Philadelphia subreddit earlier in the week that tomorrow he's going to be sitting on a bench in the city center, and he's inviting anybody to come and fight him. It doesn't matter if you're 6'9 and 270 pounds. But his only caveats are he won't fight anyone over the age of 50, and he won't fight multiple people at the same time, and there are no weapons involved. But if you show up, there will be a man sitting on a park bench in the city center. He's 21 years old. He has boxing gloves, but he prefers a bare knuckle fight, and he will fight you and shake your hand afterwards. So, Philly people, you've heard it here.
And if you've known anybody from Philadelphia, this makes perfect sense.
It does. It does. Something that belongs in an episode of Always Sunny in Philly. It's something Mac would do.
They're a different breed of cat out there in Philadelphia.
They are.
Do we know anything about this kid? I mean, is he a fighting weight, or is he just a scrawny guy that wants publicity?
Honestly, I think he's just, you know, some guy who wants to get punched in the face.
I think he's doing it for the publicity, for the likes or whatever, the TikToks.
Well, sure. But, I mean, yeah, there was a guy a couple months ago, 6 or so months ago, who ate an entire rotisserie chicken in Philadelphia, and he ended up getting like a crowd of like 100 people to watch him. But yeah, this is very typical of the internet these days, where someone will host a lookalike contest, a chicken eating contest. This guy's kind of going right to the end of that train of thought with just come and fight me if you want.
So if you find yourself in Philadelphia tomorrow, get on down there and just, you know, kick the crap out of some dude. He's waiting for you.
If you're over 50, stay home.
Right. I'm ineligible now. So
I show up to watch.
I have to be, or show up to watch and cheer him on. All right, Peter Ray Pine, next headline from E-Bombs World.
All right, next headline. Farting in inflatable costumes is the funniest, meanest thing you can do.
Now, this is timely, timely indeed, because our what's worse today is what's worse, hiccups or gas. And we got a bunch of people. And so here now, the headline, farting in inflatable costumes is the funniest, meanest things you could do. Explain.
So we have a compilation video here of, and we say inflatable costumes. It's one of those plastic SpongeBob costumes that has a little fan in it that kind of blows you up. And it's a compilation video of people either farting or spraying fart spray into like the little fan that controls the air for the costume. And then the aftermath is basically someone kind of convulsing and shaking as fast as they can, trying to get out of the costume.
Okay. Here now, people farting in inflatable costumes.
Hey, why are you laughing?
That's what you get for your
snack. It's just people freaking out trying to get
out. It's a little hard when you can't see it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cruel thing to do, but yeah, if you're just watching it, it's juvenile funny.
Yeah, you can, in that audio, you can kind of discern the gagging sound,
right?
And then the plastic ruffling is just them convulsing, being stuck inside of an inflatable fart prison.
And as we said earlier in What's Worse, hiccups or gas, a lot of people said it depended whether you were on the receiving end or the giving end. Gary watching on Facebook says a new high for the Todd Hallball show. Thank you, Gary. We we're serious. You got to have a little fun doing it. You got to have a little fun on these Fridays. I'm sorry, Peter. We have run out of time for this week. There were so many headlines. I appreciate you, my friend. You're fantastic. You always make us end of Friday on a laugh and the lighter side of life, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Have a great weekend, Peter. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers. All of you for listening. Have a safe and healthy weekend. Go Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament and Selection Sunday on Sunday. We'll be back on Monday with you. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
At Captain's Walk Winery, we believe wine should be fun, not complicated. Whether you're winding down after a long day or catching up with friends, grab a glass and some small bites in our cozy, welcoming, historic atmosphere. The Walk is ideal for celebrating any occasion, from intimate get-togethers to larger groups. We'll see you at The Walk on South Adams Street in downtown Green Bay, where great wine and great company always come together.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a midnight deadline looming for government funding to run out. The Senate now looks like it has the votes to approve the House passed measure to extend funding.
As progressive activists clamor for Democrats not to cave, the Senate minority leader says he begrudgingly won't stand in the way of the continuing resolution.
Clearly, this is a Hobson's choice. The CR is a bad bill.
Chuck Schumer argues that a shutdown would kick DOGE-related furloughs into overdrive. The House passed bill funding the government through the end of September needs 60 votes to clear the Senate, an outcome that's now expected ahead of the midnight deadline. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Measles cases as of March have already topped total cases in 2024 nationwide. The outbreak in Texas and New Mexico alone have a combined 294 cases compared to 285 cases total nationwide last year. Severe storms on the march across parts of the Midwest and South this weekend. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa.